is your name?
Christine Begay.
Okay, I believe that the Honorable Mr. Kiwanis will be doing that one for us, so just hang on for a moment, ma'am.
Thank you, Mr. Board Chairman. Ms. Begay, can you hear me clearly?
Yes.
Can you state your full name and ADC number for the record?
Christine Begay, 305205.
Thank you, ma'am, and good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing regarding your community supervision. This hearing is regarding the one alleged violation listed on your warrant of arrest. You should have been given a form notifying you of this hearing at least 5 days ago. I see that you signed that form on March 16, 2018. Is that correct, ma'am?
Yes.
That form listed your hearing rights. One of those rights is that you could hire at your expense a lawyer to represent you. Seeing no attorney with you, are you representing yourself today, ma'am?
What was that again? I'm sorry, I can't.
The form listed your hearing rights. One of those rights was that you could hire at your expense a lawyer to represent you. Seeing no attorney with you, are you representing yourself today, ma'am?
Yes.
I would like to introduce you to the members of the board conducting the hearing today. They are, if you can see on the video conference screen, I'm the individual sitting closest to you. My name is Louis Quinones. I'll be serving as the panel chairman. After me is the Honorable Mr. David Neal. At the center of the bench is our esteemed board chairman, Dr. C.T. Wright. After Dr. Wright is the Honorable Ms. Gil Rittenhouse, and on the other side of the bench is the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson. Also present in the room is our community corrections officer, Mr. Oliveri, and he'll be representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer. Before we get started, I need to swear you in. So, Ms. Begay and Mr. Oliveri, you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, or so you affirm.
Yes.
I do.
Thank you. Ms. Begay, this hearing will be conducted in two phases. Phase one will be to determine if you violated the conditions of supervision, with phase two deciding if your supervision should be continued or revoked. When I read the allegation to you, you need to respond whether it is true or false. If you believe the allegation is false, the board will take further testimony from the Department of Corrections, and then we can talk about it. But keep in mind, the board members will make the final determination whether or not you violated your conditions. Do you understand what I just explained to you?
Yes.
I will begin the first phase of this hearing by reading from the warrant of arrest. According to the warrant, you violated the conditions of supervision and have lapsed or probably about to lapse in a couple of ways or companies follows. Allegation number one, violation of condition number three is demonstrated by your act of changing your place of residence at the Solutions Halfway House located at 4210 North Longmore Avenue, Phoenix, Arizona, on or about January 24, 2018. Without the prior approval of your assigned parole officer. Your whereabouts are unknown, thus you're an absconder from supervision. Ms. Begay, is this true or false?
True.
Thank you, ma'am. Based on Ms. Begay's admission, I move to find her delinquent that she violated the terms and conditions of her supervision and that she may have or have lapsed into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agree.
Seconded by Mr. Neal, agreed upon by Dr. Wright, Mr. Johnson, and Ms. Rittenhouse. Ms. Begay, we're going to continue with the second phase of the hearing, but now is a good time to point out that according to our records, you only have 13 days left on your prison sentence before being released on your own free will. This hearing is your right, but I'm also telling you that due to the administrative process, you probably won't be released any sooner than the 13 days remaining on your prison sentence. So it's your choice, but do you wish to continue with the hearing or kill your number?
I'll just kill my number.
Okay. Well, we've already satisfied the first phase of the hearing, so I'm going to move right to the motion to end this hearing, and that is based on the information provided in 2018-W0302, our discussion with Ms. Begay, as well as information provided by the Department of Corrections, I move to revoke community supervision as Ms. Begay was delinquent, violated terms and conditions of supervision that have lapsed or is about to lapse in the criminal ways or company.
Second.
Support.
Seconded by Mr. Neal, agreed upon by Dr. Wright, Mr. Johnson, and Ms. Rittenhouse. Ms. Begay, your supervision has been revoked and you'll be released on or about April 9th, 2018. We highly encourage you to take advantage of these last few days to put together a plan for your safe return to the community, and we certainly are hoping to see you succeed when you return. We give you strong encouragement to be productive and responsible, and we hope to not see you again dressed in orange before this board. This hearing is concluded. No further discussion may take place, and we'd appreciate it if you give the phone to your CO3. Thank you, Ms. Begay.
Thank you.
And good luck.
Thank you.